campaigners are unhappy about the lack of openness and transparency regarding the council's decision to enter into a deal over Marshall Square. They're unhappy about the planning aspects, but more than that, they're extremely worried about the complex financial deal that the council has entered into. And according to the Reject Marshall Square's Facebook site, they say that in the worst case scenario, Aberdeen taxpayers will be underwriting the risk of underoccupancy of the development by guaranteeing £175 million to Aviva shareholders over 35 years. Now, obviously, they are extremely worried about this situation, and I hope that Parliament today will have the opportunity to air its views on this rather controversial subject. There's no vote at the end of this debate. It is a members' debate. It is to give parliamentarians the opportunity to air their views and concerns about this project. Obviously, that is something that campaigners wanted. They wanted their national politicians to have a say on this, and I'm pleased that I've been able to facilitate that by having this members' debate this afternoon. I think that the campaigners want to ensure members of the public and folk beyond are entirely aware of the situation as it stands. They want there to be more openness and transparency in this area, and I hope that the debate will help facilitate that. The campaigners have not given up on this, and neither have I have to say. I am extremely disappointed that construction has started. I know that others feel exactly the same way. I feel that there is a huge missed opportunity regarding this site. What we had previously was a huge, ugly skyscraper, which is going to be replaced by a number of huge, ugly skyscrapers. That is not what people wanted. I hope that Aviva and Muse will listen to what is said today, and they may rethink their plans for the area. I would say that I would hope that the council would also listen, but we've seen that they have completely and utterly ignored the views of Aberdonians, and any pleas in this regard have fallen on deaf ears.